Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills. Skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions that they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
You started this as an extracurricular program at the start of the 2019-2020 school year. You were starting with a small team. Tell us about that and the work you did to get it into schools.
So Athena Racing was kicking off as truly a all-girls racing team. We were teaching them how to race in a kart, and we were eventually going to take them up through SCCA autocrossing. It was fantastic. I was like an SEC coach out there recruiting. I have never talked so much in my life to high schoolers. It was great because I had a bunch of teachers who wanted me to pitch not only to their girls, but to the boys in their class, because they wanted the boys to become aware of what it's like for women out there in the workforce. They wanted the boys to hear from me to man up and be a real man who supports women. And that to me was one of the best parts of working with the high school teachers, were those male teachers who wanted that perspective given to the boys in their class. So it was fun getting out there, getting to meet everybody. When we launched in 2019, I was working, and I still am, have the great support of the San Diego County Office of Education, where we're based, our headquarters down here in San Diego. We're, of course, now national, because of the growth that we've experienced, but just getting into, you know, the right school systems and getting their support behind us as we come into their schools as an extracurricular program. So we're not in the schools, but we are a knowledge base that comes after the school to help the girls expand and get to learn even more. You know, this expands what they're learning in the classroom. So it was great to have that small team. But as we know, COVID made a few changes to all of our lives.
Team only had 3 months of true in-person time together before the global pandemic forced the stay-at-home measures. Friday the 13th of March here in California. How did this affect you and the plans?
So I had to quickly do a pandemic pivot. So I quickly had to do a pandemic pivot. And I swear, I'm the one that coined that phrase. It is now being copied everywhere. But February hit, and I knew something was happening, and I was already reworking the plans that we had put in place for 2020. March hit, and I was talking to my mentors in the nonprofit world, asking them what they were doing. And they were on a weekly basis redoing their budgets and plans. And I just went ahead and made a long-term plans for the next 3 years as of last March 2020 that we immediately started putting into place and immediately moved to 100% online. We've grown our program 1,000% because of COVID. So for me, this is a silver lining of what happens when a global pandemic hits. You know, you take your little idea and turn it into a big idea. You know, our reach, the amount of girls in middle school and high school that we have been able to work with over this past year has grown exponentially. So I only see great things coming for our future. There is so much that we can do, and the girls want this program so badly.
You've shown that you handle stress and change well and have an incredible ability to make connections and seek funding despite having to do it all remotely. What are your plans for the next 3 years?
So we are right now doing some really great growth in our membership and the girls that we work with. Unfortunately, our donations slipped off because of COVID and funds being directed toward food and housing, which I completely understand, but the education of these young girls is extremely important. And the community that they lost by not being able to be in person in school, we replaced that. And so we now have a membership base of young girls who have never met each other in person, and they're becoming great friends online. And from the East Coast to, you know, Mississippi to Washington State, we've got members everywhere. Now, we're planning on building out some really great online platforms to help with expansion. And then we have some really fun projects coming up within the next 5 years that are still undercover. We're not announcing them yet, but with the right legacy donor and the right endowment fund, it will be huge news that will blow everyone's mind. So we're working on that. More to come later, but we've got a great plan in place, and our board of directors is fully supportive of what we're going to do. It's going to be a fantastic next 5 years.
With that in mind, who is the one person you would like to meet to help you grow Athena?
You know, I could probably list off 5 people that I would love to meet. Number one will always be Elon Musk, because of how many different sectors he is touching of the transportation industry, you know, with Tesla and SpaceX and the Boring Company, and who only knows what else he's working on. I would love to be able to create a feeder program that would go directly from Athena Racing into his companies, with brilliant young girls who could do anything. That's part of my 5-year plan. Like, I have so many feeder companies I want to set up with different manufacturers and, you know, with different colleges, so that we are really putting these girls on the right track. And, you know, not all of them need to go to college. I really think apprenticeships and getting your hands dirty and being there from ground up in a company is also a great way to learn. You know, if we could get in with the auto manufacturers or get in with aerospace companies and start doing that, we could truly change the direction the world is going by providing these girls with the skill sets and the knowledge at that young of an age. So yeah, if I can meet Elon Musk, he'd get to listen to me talk for a little bit before I would take a breath, and it would be fantastic. We'd be great partners.
Yep. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't think you'd pick Elon. That was something I'm like, okay.
But I mean, he's got three companies yep. in the transportation sector. Like, he seriously is, and then the energy comes into it too. And there's just like, oh, what a brain. And I have all these little kids that would just be like, you got to sit down and talk to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And you set up this feeder program and we get to benefit from it. And he's going to help you build this big idea that you have. And oh my God, he is the perfect person for this big idea that I have. Like, seriously crazy.
Definitely got the backing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So,
to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drives to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.